Okay, we're up to Ayin Hey Amud Beis. There are two dots towards the bottom. Mishtair Me'atora. So the Mishnah says that if the aver is cut above the atora, that's towards the away from the body, the fleshy part at the top of the top of the aver, so that is doesn't make a person a krus shofcha, and as long as a tiny amount, a hair's breadth, is left of the atara itself. But if it goes beneath the atara and a part of the aver itself is cut, then the person is a krus shofcha. So Yosef Ravina v'kimoi miboyale mole hachut she'omru al pnei kula al pnei ruba. Does most of the cut have to include the atara, or all of the cut? In other words, the entire circumference, there has to be a little bit of the atara left, or no, even if most of it, the atara is left, but a portion of it, the atara also is cut off, but most of it is still a hair's breadth of the atara, is good enough. Omar le Rava Tosfah le Ravina Mole hachut al pnei ruba uklape reisha. Now it has to be only most, not all. Even if a small portion cuts the gid itself, and in that small portion the atara is not intact, still okay. The Vilna Gaon brings down that the Rosh has a different girsa. His girsa was the opposite, that it has to be kula, that there has to be the entire circumference, there has to be a hair's breadth left of the atara. But if there's even a small portion where the atara isn't left, then the person's a krus shofcha. And it has to be klapei rosha, the part that's left has to be left towards the body. In other words, there has to be a small portion of the atara left that's towards the body side. Okay. Rashi, no Rashi. The Mishtaria Me'atora Masnisadi, the Akrisakoi. This is going on Krus Shofcha. Until now we were talking about a Ptua Daka. Now we're talking about a Krus Shofcha. Pirish Akrus Shofcha Lo Ptua Daka. Klape Rosha, Letzad Gufo. The part that's left has to be towards the body. Mishtair mole hasar opnei rov hakefa. That a hair's breadth is left on the most of the circumference around. But it doesn't have to be all. Even if a little bit is cut farther than that away, it's still okay. Aval im nechtecha klape haguf. Mishtair mole achut min hu atora opnei hekev kol agid betzida klape karka posel. But if it's... if the away from the body, what's it called? If it's cut, what's it called? If a hair's breadth of the atara is not left, in other words, if the cut is closer to the body, then it's no good. Okay. Omer Rav Huna, kekul miskshera kemarze psula. If there was a cut in the gid, like a kulmis. When you cut a quill, so you cut it on a diagonal. So if it's a diagonal cut, it's kosher. Kemar zei psula. But if it's like a gutter, then it's pasul. See Rashi. What's the two cases? Kekulmus, kechituch kulmus shemechatchin eschudo balachsol lichtoba. You cut the tip on a slant, so it makes a point. So if there was a cut in the gid, like that. A cut that left a point, so that is what's it called kshera. But kemarzev shenechkach kisilo, it goes deeper in and it makes like a gutter. The yeshlo defunos from base saw them. It's a gash that leaves walls on both sides. V'hachkach be'emcha k'minsror, and the cut is recessed down. Then it's what's it called komotzino, like a pipe. Then it's possible. The Gemara explains why. Why is a diagonal cut what's it called? We'll see where the cut is in a second. So why is a diagonal cut kosher, but a gutter cut is possible? High sholit ba'avira, the high low sholit ba'avira. Because the one that's a gutter, air gets into. And the air cools off the zera, and the person can't give birth. The zera is not potent. Haruach nichnas l'toch hatfonos, umiskar hagiv l'tocho, vein hazera mispashel. The zera becomes cold, and it can't produce a child. And therefore the person is a krushavcha. Since we said that all the things that impair a krushavcha or putzuadaka have to make it that the person can't have children. But the diagonal cut, which doesn't go deep in, right, doesn't let air in, and therefore the person is still potent. Kekulmis lo sholet avira b'toch hagid, umisbashel hazera b'chimul kekulchasa. But if it's just a diagonal cut, but it doesn't go deep in, so then it's still the person's still kosher. That's the first day. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda said just the opposite. Kemar zeif cheira kekulmus psula. Only if it is a furrow, like a pipe, deep is kosher, but diagonal cut is possible. Why? High gorin v'hai lo gorin. Since the aver is cut diagonally, it becomes narrower, and it doesn't rub up against the walls of the vagina, and therefore the zera doesn't come out strongly, and the person can't have children. But if it's a furrow, it doesn't make the aver thinner, and therefore the zera still comes out good. Rashi. High gorid, kemar zev gorid, shichva zera min hagu, b'shas tash, mishum azriya. Since the aver is still as thick as it was, it rubs against the walls of the rechem. Shari lo nechser hagid mi ovyo, v'nogeya b'tzidei harechem, u'mischami m'motzi v'yorek echeitz. The zera still comes out with its full strength and can produce a child. Because there's friction between the aver and the walls of the rechem. The high low gorin kikulmus, but if the aver is cut diagonally, that means that it's not as wide as it used to be. It's narrower at the tip. Agdeshinechzer ovio, its thickness is reduced. The eino nogea because of the rechem, it doesn't touch the walls of the rechem. Ein mischamim kolkach, the ein nimshach mitoch haguf bekiluach elishoses. So the zera doesn't come out strongly. Comes out dripping, and therefore it won't produce a child. Omar Rava, Kavaisi de Rav Huna Mistabra. It's more logical, like Rav Huna. High lo sholit bo'avira, the high sholit bo'avira. Right? The main thing over here is, will the zera be cooled off by air getting in? And that's in the case where it's like a furrow. But in the case where it's diagonal, the air doesn't get in, the zera will still be good. Ay, mishum gredusa. Right, I were afraid that there won't be friction between the aver and the rechem. No, that's not a problem. When you have a stopper that closes up the opening of a barrel, so it's made in such a way that it's narrow on the tip and it gets wider on the top. So you force it in. So when it starts to go in, the bottom part doesn't touch the sides of the barrel, of the opening, because it's narrow. But when you force it in, the top part of it is wider, and that gets stuck and closes the barrel off. Same thing with the aver. Even though it's cut diagonally on the bottom, right, so that doesn't have the friction, but when it's inserted completely, the walls of the aver, lemaisa, rub against the rechem and produces healthy zera. Rashi midi dehavi abarza dechavisa shekotzer v'dak milafonav ve'eno nogea b'kosli nekechav chavis b'fonav shutochvo ubo ad avyo nogea. In the beginning it doesn't touch the walls of the barrel because it's narrow, but when you stuff it in the whole way, the top of it is wider, so it does come in contact with the walls of the barrel and closes up the barrel. Same thing over here. Even if the aver is narrow at the end, but it's still wide up farther towards the body, and then when it's inserted, it rubs against the rechem on the upper part. Others say that gorid means if it's a kekulmus, right? If it's cut diagonally, so it what's it called? It ends up taking the when it's taken out, it takes some of the zera out of the woman. The ain nikud barzu the chadisa she ain she poor roshan nogea bedofni achovishim b'fnim. Right, and the bars of the chadisa is where because it's on a slant, it doesn't touch the inside of the barrel. Okay, right. Omer le Ravina le Marema, Hachi Omer Marzutra, Mishmeid Rapapa, Hilchasa bein ke kulmus bein ke marzik shera. Right, Ravina said to Marema that Marzutra said the name Rapapa that both are kosher, whether the person, and for both reasons. In other words, the same reason why each one holds that the other one is kosher, we hold both are kosher. Kekulmus is kosher because there will be a friction at the upper part of the aver, and marzev is kosher because what's it called? We're not afraid of the air going in or whatever. It's not going to affect the zera that much. Where was this cut made? Was the cut made above the atara? In other words, in the gid itself, or was the cut made lower, away from the body, in the top part of the above the gid, in the crown? Zemura says pshita de lamala me'atora. It has to be in the part towards the body, the upper part, not the part away from the body, lower towards the ground. Why de isol kedait de lamata me'atora? If we're talking where the cut was in the crown of the aver, afilu nichras hagid nami. If the whole thing was cut off, it's still kosher. So what difference does it make if it's only partially cut off? We said that part of the aver doesn't make a person a pekru shavcha because it doesn't affect any the inside where the zera goes through chutim. What? The things themselves, the pipes, what are they called? What? Channels? But they're not. They're chutim. They're vein, but not veins, but they're like a vein, whatever it's called. Okay. So tubes, that's it, tubes. Tubes. It doesn't affect those tubes. Those tubes end before that. So anything that cuts off, if that whole top of the aver is cut off, doesn't make a difference. So what difference does it make if it's diagonal or it's like a furrow? If it's not there at all, it's okay. The only cuts that make a difference are beneath that head. So Avade, over here we're talking where the cut was beneath the crown, and then it makes a difference if it's a furrow, if it's diagonal or whatever. Right? The isol kedait lamata me'atara is talking where it's lower than the atara, meaning the atara is the part of skin that goes around the aver at top before that crown. So if it's talking beneath that, lower than that, towards the ground, if it's even afilu nichrus hagid nami, if the whole thing was cut off, is okay. But Ravina really didn't ask the shaila. He just did it to keep what's it called, Maremer on his toes. The Ravina, the Shibushe le Maremer, who the boy, right? He just did it to see if Maremer was listening. So he wanted to, say something that obviously was not right, but he wanted him to see if he was, on his toes. Okay. Rashi le Shibushe, Vafil Nichris Nami, call a gid. If the gid was cut off in that part completely, it's okay. The Hasnan and Mishtar Miatora Mole Achud Kosher. That if from the atara, in other words, the part of the skin that goes around the top of the gid before the crown, even if a mole chut, a hair's breadth is left of that, right, that's okay. even though the entire crown is cut off. So how can there be a nafkamina, how the crown is cut, if the whole crown doesn't have to be there? Wanted to see if he was sharp, and to see if he could answer the what's it called, you know, right away say, what are you talking about? What was the shayla? Okay. There was a maise in Moshe Machshia where the guy had a cut in his aver like a marzev, like a furrow, like a gutter. Shafye Mar Baravashi Kikulmas. So Mar Baravashi cut it to take away the thickness of the walls and made it just a diagonal cut. He cut more, so it became a diagonal cut, so the air couldn't go in. The Akshara, and it was Machsha the person. Because now, the whole reason why the one who holds that he's possible, when it's like a gutter, is because the air gets in and cools off the Zera, where now it's not potent anymore. So he took that Chisorin away, he cut more flesh, made it, what's it called, shallow, so the air couldn't get in, and the person's still kosher now. Hahu uvda the havi bepumpedisa is statim gubs of the shichvazera va'apik b'makom ktanim. Person has two tubes going through the aver. One tube comes from the bladder, and that's where urine goes through, and the other tube comes from the testicles, and that's where the zera comes from. Two separate tubes. What happened was that the tube of the zera got what's it called, stuffed up, and the zera went into the other tube and came out from the same tube where the shesen comes out, where the urine comes out. So sovar rabbeinu barabaya lachshure. So rabbeinu barabaya says he's kosher because the zera still comes out, right? The person can still give birth, he can still conceive because he has what's it called, the zera coming out the other tube. Omer a papai mishum the osi mimuloi, because you come from a family of Eli, right? Eli's family was cursed that they didn't live long. So well, you come from people who are cut off and don't live long, right? Right? You say Mimulai, Amrisu Mila de Mulai, so you say words that are cut off that don't have any kiyum? Those you say something that's wrong? It's not true. Bimkoma Mavashla, Shalom Komalom Vashla. When the Zera comes out of its proper tube, then it's potent and it can sire a child. But when it comes through the other tube, it doesn't have the same potency, and it can't sire a child, therefore the person is a Krushovcha. See? Ahu Ubda, the Havi Kamarzev. The first Maisa was that the person had his aver cut like a gutter, like a furrow. Shafye Chote Chabosra Mikotzad. So what he did was he cut off the thickness of the flesh on all the sides. The Notu Dofne Marzev Vasoke Kulmas. He took away the sides so the air couldn't get in anymore. And now it was a shallow cut like a Kulmas, like a horizontal, a diagonal cut. The Achshere Kravuna. Now, like Kravuna, who says that the diagonal cut is kosher, if it doesn't go deep, the same thing over here was kosher. Gubsa Kone. The, what's it called? Tube. Nekev Shiroi Lahotzi Bozera Nistam. The hole that ended at the end of the tube where the Zera is connected, where the Zera comes out, got stuffed up. The He Motzi Keri Derech Meiraglayev. And what happened was the zera went into the other tube where the urine usually comes out. The Tanya b'Bechorah, Shnei Nekovim Yesh Ba'adam, Echad Motzi Shesen, Ve'echad Motzi Shechvezera, U'beineyam Keklipas Hashum. A very thin membrane separating the two tubes. K'tanim Meiraglayim, Lach Shurei Shari, Ein Kan Lo Petzua, Ve'lo Dach, Ve'lo Koros. Nothing was cut, it was just stuffed up. So the zera, the Maisa, still came out. So he wanted to make him kosher. So he said, "Mulai mishpachas umlala mi beis Eli. You come from a nebuch family. It's the family of Eli." Tamrinam perakama de Rosh Hashanah. Abai of a rava mi the beis Eli kasi. Abai and rava both came from mishpachas Eli, and it says that that they were going to die young, but if they learn Torah and do chesed, then what's it called together? Then they'll live longer. So it says that Abaya, what's it called, Rava, only learned Torah. So he didn't live longer, but Abaya learned Torah and did chesed, and he lived longer. Mivashla, misbashel shichva zera v'nigmar laholid v'lasos pri. Right? If the zera comes out of the right tube, it's potent. But if it has to go through the wrong tube, then it doesn't become potent.